So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara cited a brisa, according to the gears of the Ran, k'shem shenidri havoy mutarin, kach shavuos havoy mutarin. Just as a neder havoy is not effective, shavuos havoy is not effective either. There are two explanations. Abaye says that a shavuos havoy is possible in the Mishnah's first case, d'amar shavuos shereisi b'derech hazeh ka'olim mitzrayim. The shvua is not effective, and he is not liable for making a shvua shav, false shvua, because as the Ran explains, kushta kamar, the avir inish de gazim va'amar ka'olim mitzrayim. However, in the Mishnah's second case, of shvua shereisi nachash kakaris beis abad, the shvua would be effective in that he is liable for a shvua shav, because shikra kamar, he is definitely lying, because lo shayach be guzma. Rabbi says that a shvua's havoy is possible in the Mishnah's case, of ba'ayim ya'astru peiris ha'oilim alai b'shvua. He made a shvua to prohibit himself from eating peiris im lo'i re'isi b'derech hazeh ka'oilim mitzrayim. The shvua is not effective, and he is muta b'chilis peiris because kushta kama. And the shvua's havoy in the second case would be ba'ayim ya'astru peiris ha'oilim alai b'shvua im lo'i re'isi nochesh k'keris beis habad. The shvua is not effective, and he is muta b'chilis peiris because loy neskam and lesser elo loy medivrei havoi shahoyi loy lesser beloy tonight. However, he is still liable for shvua shav because shikur ka'amar. The Gemara continues with Ravina, who asks, why is a shvua in the case of ka'olim mitzrayim considered havoi fictitious? V'dil mahay gavr kina dishum shamanei chazoi v'asik lohin shama olim mitzrayim v'shapi mishtabeya. Perhaps he made a shvua semes, a truthful oath, because he had in mind 600,000 ants that he actually saw, and he referred to the ants as Ka'ilim Mitzrayim. Rav Ashi answers, Ki mishtabeya adaita didan mishtabeya, v'anan lo'y maskina nashin ashum shamani. The words of a person's shvua are understood as per general usage, and people generally do not refer to ants as Ka'ilim Mitzrayim. He cannot claim adaita dinafshe mishtabeya, I had in mind some far-fetched or unusual interpretation of the words of my shvua. However, based on two brises, the Gemara makes the following distinction. As just mentioned, he cannot claim adaita dinafshe mishtabeya, where his interpretation is unusual. But he can claim adaita dinafshe mishtabeya, where his interpretation is not unusual, where the words are ambiguous and can be understood two ways. For example, the brisa teaches in the case of moed b'miktzis, or any other monetary case where he must swear to support his claim of having paid the loan, the Beis Din tells him, Keshen mashbiyin oisai oimim loy, hebe yodeya, shaloi al tnai shabalibcha on the mashbiyin oisra, el adatenu val das beis amokim. This was done to avoid a situation similar to where the borrower brought a hollowed out walking stick with the money inside, and in order to be able to hold the sefer Torah while swearing, he asked the lender to hold the stick for the moment. This way, when he swore de parate, I paid it, kusha ishtabeya, he was theoretically telling the truth, although it was deceptive. Or, as another brisa teaches, Chem etzinu b'moishe rabbeinu, kishishbi es Yisrael ba'arvis moyav, omalahem hab yoidim shaloi al da'atchem ani mashbi eschem, ela al da'ati val da'as ha'mokrim, shenema v'loi itchem levatchem v'goymer. When Moshe Rabbeinu had the B'nai Yisrael make a shvua to keep the Torah, he informed them that their shvua is based on his and Hashem's understanding. He did this because, for example, the word Eloi Ha generally refers to Hashem, but it could be misconstrued lahavdil elef alfei avdalos to mean avodah zarah. Or the word mitzvahs generally refers to mitzvahs Hashem, but can also be understood to mean mitzvahs hamelech, a human king. As part of this discussion, the Gemara teaches, Skula mitzvahs tzitzis kineged kol mitzvah shabatayra, sheish meis v'sholesh esri mitzvahs. The mitzvah of tzitzis is equivalent to all the 630 mitzvahs, as the Rosh explains. By performing the mitzvah of tzitzis, you will remember all the other mitzvahs because the gematria, the numerical value of the word tzitzis, is 600, and we add the 8 threads and 5 knots for a total of 613. The next Mishnah elaborates on nidri shgagis, a neder with erroneous intentions. This is the third of the Abba Nedarim Hitiru Chachamim, the four Nedarim that are not effective and do not even require a Heter Chacham. As the Ran explains, the Mishnah discusses two forms of Shkaga. Shkaga b'shas amiras ha-neder, the Shkaga existed while he stated the neder, and shkaga b'shas chalois ha-neder. The shkaga only developed when the neder was to take effect. Zok the Mishnah, nidri shkagais. The following are examples of nidri shkagais. Im ochalti v'im shasisi v'nisker sh'achal v'shasa. A person, assuming that he did not eat and drink, made a neder with a tnai, in which he stated, koinim kikir ze'olai, this bread should be prohibited to me, if I ate and drank. He subsequently recalled that he did eat and drink. The neder is not effective because there was a shkaga when he made the neder. Shani oichel v'shani sheise v'shachach v'ochel v'shasa. A person made a neder with a tnai, in which he stated, koinim kikir ze'olai, this bread should be prohibited for me, if I will eat and drink today. He subsequently ate and drank because he forgot his neder. The neder is not effective because there was a shkaga when the neder was to take effect. Amar koinim ishti nanasli, shagun ve'es kisi v'shehikseh esboni, v'noidish lo hikasa v'noidish lo ganva. A husband, assuming that his wife stole his wallet or hid his son, made a neder to prohibit her from all benefits. However, he subsequently verified that this was not true. The neder is not effective because there was a shkaga when he made the neder. The Gemara cites a braisa. Tana, kashem shen nidri shkagis mutaren, kach shvuos shkagis mutaras. Just as nidri shkagis are not effective, shvuos shkagis are not effective either. As the Ran says, this applies to all the arba nedarim, zrizin, havoi, shkagis, einsin, in which both nedarim and shvuos are not effective. The Gemara elaborates that shvuos shkagis mutaren refers even to the shvuos made by Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, who disagreed as to what Rav had said. Hadein amar shvuos dahachi amar Rav, vadein amar shvuos dahachi amar Rav. Rav Kahana made a shvuah that Rav said one thing, while Rav Asi made a shvuah that Rav said something else. Although one of them certainly was mistaken and wrong, the shvuah is not effective in that he is not liable for a shvuah shav, because the cholchad v'chad adaita dinafshi shav b'kam ishtabea. This was a shvuah b'shagig, since each one made his shvuah assuming that he was correct.